And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin, co-hosting today. And boy, do we have a great show here for you from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez out of C4 Sport Fishing over the hill from us here. Going to be talking some great fishing. Jim just got back from a fantastic long-range trip aboard the Royal Polaris. And, of course, talking about his fantastic boat, the Cortez. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8 carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4 color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and good friend in the studio, and
yeah.
Good morning, Pete.
Good to have you here,
yeah,
Corey.
Stoked to be here.
And long time since you and I did a show together.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a hot minute.
Yeah, for sure. And Captain Jim Hughes, it's been right at a year since you've been sitting here in the world headquarters.
Thank you for having us.
Well,
it's been a year.
Yeah, we appreciate your annual visit with us here. I know you keep busy between your boat and doing a lot of long range stuff with the Royal Polaris.
Yeah, no, we try to stay busy.
Yeah.
We don't want to stay too much time off the water.
Yeah, that's for sure. So you just got back off the Royal Polaris. You ran the first trip with
We did an 18-day Takas trip.
Takas trip.
And it was the ocean was in a little bit of a funk this January or so.
Yeah.
But salvaged the trip all right. We had good wahoo fishing. It was good wahoo fishing at the rocks, and then we made it all the way down to PV. And then worked our way back up. And
wow.
Got some...
you and Jonathan running the boat?
No, Trevin was running
Trevin
the boat.
Trevin was running the boat,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And he did a good job.
Know, we everybody raves about Trevin.
No, he does a good job. He's good with the people. You know, we had a great crew. A lot of the Seaport guys were working on the boat that trip.
Oh, okay. So you feel like home.
Yeah, it was. It was. Yeah. We weren't missing much.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good. And you've been working the Royal Polaris for years. You kind of keep that thing rolling.
Well, we just try to help along, you know, whatever we can do.
Yeah.
You know, we try to find out what needs to be fixed, what's going to be fixed.
Yeah.
And then go rolling into maintenance here in April or May. And
you help out there, too,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to do as much as we can.
Yeah. So speaking of maintenance, you've been working on the Cortez?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just
a lot to do, or?
No, not a lot to do, but it's just like, you know, us getting older, you get a little creak in the elbow. One in the knee, so you want to take care of those items. So,
yeah.
You know, we're taking care of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But not any heavy maintenance.
Fine. Not heavy stuff. You know, we'll have our 5-year inspection this year.
Yeah.
And then we'll just get rolling.
Yeah.
We're putting a little lipstick on her and fixing the little creeks and like that, and keep it going.
And when do you start running?
We hopefully get going here in April. End of April, going into, because that, you know, fish seems to be showing up a little bit earlier.
That was good fishing this early April.
Yeah,
this past year.
April, May.
Yeah.
Know, that
some of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think just the cycles are changing a little bit. Everything's a little bit earlier, you know.
And it's amazing how warm the water is right now.
It
right?
is, yes.
I mean, locally here.
Yeah, like, no, Steve Crook even, you know, we had a conversation.
How is Steve Crook?
He's doing fine. You know, he said, man, this water's warm. Might not make it back up here or something. I don't know.
So you were talking about the volume of yellowfin tuna you saw in your last week.
Absolutely.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. All the way from below Cedrus all the way down to PV. There was just volume of that. I'd call them 8 to 20 pound fish.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, we must have cut off 300-400 of them things at least.
Wow.
You know.
Now, do we have to worry about the Persane boats mopping that kind of stuff up?
We didn't see any. It's hard to say with the foreign fleet, you know, they're taking a lot of stuff right now, but it's all spread out. You know, it's spread out all the way to the rocks, all the way down to PV.
Wow.
Just everywhere you stop, you found some.
Wow.
So
there
was no shortage.
Certainly a good sign for the health of the ocean.
Yeah, all we need to get it to move up here a little bit and the water's warm enough to keep the cycle going.
So. Yeah. Now, you've known Jim and worked with Jim for a lot of years, right, Corey?
A long time. Yeah, back to the Seaforth days.
Yeah, many decades, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
How long have you been at Seaforth?
Since 68.
68?
How crazy is that?
Huh. And when did you work there, Corey?
Pete, I can just tell you, I was born in 70. I mean, that's just to know he's been there that long. So I was at Seaforth.
Like in the 90s?
Yeah, you know, in the 90s for sure. Mid 90s? Yeah. Early 90s? Yeah, somewhere in there? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the bait boats?
On the bait boats. Guys always came to our dock to get their rides back and forth.
Oh,
exactly. Yeah, with Joe Machado. Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And how long have you had the Cortez?
Since 96.
96. Yeah. So tell us about the Cortez for some of our listeners that may not be familiar with that amazing boat.
They consider it a 60-foot Seaway. Huh. It was built in 74. Huh. Whitey Ashley built it, and along with they had the Aztec and a couple of other Seaway boats. It really is
built in Costa Mesa?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's plywood and glass over what they call a cold molded boat.
Yeah.
Which
is solid.
No, they are. They're very, very good boats, and they got a lot of water under them, all of them.
Yeah.
We like the boat, obviously. And
how many do you take? You do mostly charters, but you do a few open party trips.
A few open parties. We ran like 3, I think, last year, a couple the year before. This year, I think there'll be more.
Right.
Hopefully we can get 4 or 5, you know, sort of develop some new clientele also.
Yeah.
We have a lot of steady clientele. We're probably 75-80% booked right now for this year.
Nice.
So we will have some open party.
Yeah.
But we're trying to stay busy, you know.
Mostly a day and a half,
3.5. You know, we haven't done too much of the 1 day, 2 day deals.
Right.
Things, but we try to get that little break in between, and it allows us to, you know, get in the morning, and we can leave it at any time we want, you know, up to the charter, or the open party trips, and cover whatever we need to cover.
Yeah.
You know, and give them that morning and evening bite times.
Right.
You know, so.
It's so different than 30 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the overnight trips where you would depart at 10 p.m.
Yep.
And have to be back in.
It's a different world today.
Completely different.
Well, we were running day and a half when I first got the boat, and Frank and Bill told me, you're never going to make no money because you're getting a day and a half. You're losing time like that. And then we penciled it all out, and I was losing about $37 a trip.
Right,
because I wasn't burning as much fuel.
Yeah.
Not having to run full speed to get in, out there, full speed to get back.
The
fish gets down there 80 miles, you get a shorter time of fish. So
it's just...
But damn it, Jim, that's $37.
But it's just an overall better experience
for
the passengers.
Sure, absolutely. I mean,
and it doesn't beat up the crew.
And, you know, you get the service of the meals, you know, not rushing everybody to get down here. Oh, we only get 4 hours of fishing, you got to run back.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's cool. So, So you do have some available charter baits available.
Yeah, yeah. We have some.
Yeah. We like have when? Some. Like in June, July, August?
We have some in July. We have some in June.
Wow.
We have actually 3 or 4 dates open, 5 dates open in August.
Wow.
September's full. October's got 2 dates open.
Wow.
I think 2 or 3. And then November's got quite a few.
Wow. So. That's the time to jump on that.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. And what's your average load?
I'd say most of my groups are from 12 to 14 people.
Whoa.
I would say that's the average.
Yeah.
The open parties, we were carrying up to 15. We're going to bump it up to 17 this year, 18.
That's all you take. Wow. Yeah. That's like having a big boat all to yourself.
No, well, we try to make it that way, so yeah. It's more comfortable.
How many could you take?
We can carry up to 23.
23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We always try to leave a couple bunk spaces so they can put all their stuff on.
Yeah. So you have when you have some charters that will only take 12.
Oh, we have some charters that only take 6 or 8.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Wow. Oh, that sounds so cool. Because it's your boat. Once you charter it, right, you can have it.
You can have, you want to go with one, it's all yours.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So. And, you know, Brian Wynn.
Yeah.
The jigging expert.
Oh, sure.
I mean, if you know he loves Jim and loves the quartet.
There's a lot of people. That
like, that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There's a lot of people that.
He's taught us a lot, and we've tried to give him an experience. He's just a great person.
Yeah.
Great person to fish with. And the knowledge he's had from being in the tackle industry and doing what he does with this jigging thing is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. You know? Does it work, that jigging thing?
It works.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. You've seen it firsthand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you think is some of the key things that you've seen Brian or all the jigging experts bring to the boat that really makes it like, wow, this is effective?
Well, you know, the jigging motion itself, trying to make it look like it's squid coming up or something like that. You know, it's up, down, up, down. And then the development of all these $1,000 jigging reels that have, you know, basically no drag. You didn't think they're going to work. Smaller rods, you know, that you can actually work with. You're not carrying a 50 wide or a 30 wide to do it, you know. And these guys, you got to work hard at it. And not only that, not having to carry the weight of the rod and reel and the jigging motion allows you to keep working it.
Yeah.
You know, and then trying to keep the jig in that water column.
Yeah.
You know, guys are winding all the way up and they're getting tired up after 3 or 4 times. No, hey, let's keep it down there.
Keep it down in the zone. Yeah. That's one of the keys.
Absolutely.
And another thing that amazes me about that is you're pointing the rod at. You're not using the rod really at all.
No. The rods have no backbone to them.
Yeah.
As far as fighting the fish.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
But they wind them straight up.
Just turn the handle, huh?
They do.
It's like virtually no drag at all.
No. I look at it and go, no. This ain't going to work. And it works.
But is that technique in fighting the fish as effective during the day as it is at night? I mean, it's primarily a nighttime
That's primarily a nighttime jigging thing. The daytime thing, you know, you're going with sinker rigs. You're going with fly line.
Yeah.
You know. But I've seen I haven't seen a lot, but I've seen a few fish caught in the daytime with the jigging.
Yeah.
You know.
It happens.
Sometimes that fish gets weird and it wants to bite in a little bit in the daytime. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing, but there's lots of good. So, what's your favorite kind of fishing? What do you love doing?
Albacore fishing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't seen those in a long time.
Right? Yeah. I mean, are we ever going to see them again?
I said this last year, and I'll say it again. Are we getting out there early enough?
Yeah.
You know, it's for years and years and years. It was, you know, light your firecrackers, go fishing.
Tonight. Right. Right.
This year, especially, that fish was up there in July already. Are we not getting out there early enough? You know, are we
to kind of cut them off the pass?
It's a possibility. We don't have the jig boats like we used to in the 70s. So we're covering that area down there, and that bluefin's been on the beach for the most part,
right?
You know, so guys are all keyed in on the bluefin, bigger fish that time. So everybody's going down there. The stuff's been out to the west, you know, southwest. Are we not getting out there early enough?
Yeah.
Who knows? The water conditions have been phenomenal. There's been bait out there. We made, I think, 3 trips out there this year on our 3.5 days. Always spent 1 day out there in the
exploring.
Southwest. But I could miss those things by 50 yards, you know.
Yeah.
It's not one of those
just
things.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Because of no coverage.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of coverage. 64.5 to 65.5 degree water, blue, bait in it, shear water, you know.
I can remember. This just came to my mind. I can remember Doug Kern offering in Fisherman's Landing offering. I forget what it was, $1,500 at the shop for the first albacore caught.
Yep. Yeah.
They were caught in January.
Yeah.
January.
Yeah. Seriously, skiff fishing. Yeah.
Wow.
The skiff guys would catch them in January. And not that that's here now, but the water temperature is a pretty stable, as Mark Wish said yesterday as well, 62, 63 degrees, which isn't far off.
Yeah.
From,
it hasn't been dropping below 60 in a long time.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean... The conditions are good. The water setup's good.
Yeah. I like your thinking.
The bait's good. The
bait's
bait.
Good, yeah.
I mean, the ocean's alive right now.
Oh, it is. There's no shortage of bait.
Healthy.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this could be the year.
Hey, it could be. But like I said, we got to get out there early enough. And once that bluefin starts biting, you know, the commercial guys get done with their quotas or whatever, then guys get on that bluefin. It's hard to get off
them. Hard to get off them, yeah. Yeah. So back in the day of the albacore, I mean, it wasn't uncommon to make 70, 80, 90-mile runs out there, right, for the albacore.
No.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of fish up here at 60 miles.
Yeah.
You know, and then later in the season, the stuff was up here closer to 390.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
It wasn't. We ran half-day albacore fishing.
Early, how crazy.
It must have been 71 or 72 on the C4th.
Yeah.
When it was built in 68, but it was fast. It did 21 knots in a trial run.
Oh, my goodness.
But we ran 18 knots.
That's the current new C4.
No, the one that's the Western Pride now.
Okay.
So.
Wow. Because the current one.
The current one's pretty
picks
quick,
up, too.
Yeah.
So what's it like with the gang over at C4th? It's quite a family over there.
It is. It's everybody sort of works together. Everybody's good competition over there. You know, everybody wants to do the best they can.
Yeah.
We got good operators. The crews are very, very good. Everybody wants to, you know, keep the motion going. It's more like a family over there.
Yeah, for sure. It's cool.
We like it. You know, I've been there for a long time. I've seen a lot of
68.
Changes.
68.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. How long has C4th been in biz?
In the early 60s, where the boat rentals is now was where C4th started.
Originally started.
Wow. Mission, then, where Islandia was, it was Mission Bay sport fishing back then.
Yeah.
And then turned into Islandia, and then they built the hotel.
Yeah.
It was PSA, when PSA was in business, they built the hotel. And so
okay.
That used to be the PSA Hotel.
Wow, we're really talking history now.
Yeah.
Right?
Standing history, yeah.
I love hearing it, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's so cool, you know, having lunch. Have lunch at Charlie's.
Yes.
And look at all the... There's a lot of familiar faces over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys that have been around for a long time there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and John and now his son Jeffrey's running the office and taking care of managing stuff, and Dustin running the tackle shop.
What a fabulous tackle shop.
They're doing a good job.
Dan Hart, one of the
Dan
icons
Hart,
of the industry.
Absolutely.
In there. Yeah.
He's been around the block a few times.
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
How crazy is that, though, Jim, to have Jonathan running in ownership of the RP.
Right.
And Jeffrey running the office now.
Yeah.
And watching them grow up. I mean, they were rugrats running around in the office.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, I used to take them fishing on my boat when they were way younger. I mean, you know, they just came out and they never got a word. They were always quiet.
Yeah.
You know, they'd go out and catch fish and have a good time, and that was it.
Jonathan more so, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan's the older brother.
Yeah.
Jonathan's the older, but he's super reserved.
And, he was very quiet.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a word out of him
right.
Sideways.
Yeah.
You know.
So. And Jeffrey's a little more
outgoing.
Yeah, he's outgoing.
Yeah.
You know.
So he's kind of running C4th now.
Yeah.
With Dad kind of stepping in the back.
Yeah. No, they do a good job. You know, they keep everything, you know, straight and the office going, the office personnel going.
And just to see Jonathan at the helm of the RP is, in my mind, just badass.
And
I mean, it's...
He's doing a good job.
Yeah, his roots are strong, and
absolutely.
It's neat to see.
Well, speaking of guys that know their stuff, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but the University of Long Range Fishing, written by Larry Brown, who I know you know, and Chris Minnick, who's... in itself is the knowledge that those two guys have. I think Chris told me that he spent 150 days on the water last year, and he's 80 years
old. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, unbelievable. I mean, I know Larry Brown's like right there too.
Yeah.
But they wrote this book, and Frank Lopresti says I am so impressed with this book, the Chris and Larry's University of Fishing book. It's a must read, and it's a lifetime of fishing information, and it's dedicated to all the fellow fishermen and captains and deckhands that they've fished with. It's a super cool book, and it's a download. And here's how you get it. Go to RolloKids.org, and I know, Jim, you're on the board of directors like I am for Rollo Kids, and what we do is take kids fishing. It's a $20 donation, and you download the book, and you can either read it on your device or you can print it and read it hand. But this, according to the people that know long-range fishing, it is the Bible. It's really a culmination of these two gentlemen's lifetime of experience in long-range fishing. And if you're interested in learning more about long-range fishing, if you're interested in developing your skills in long-range fishing, or just curious about long-range fishing, for $20, all that money goes to take the kids fishing.
So, Pete, there's no other cost.
So it's a charitable donation.
It's just a...
Now, if you want to pay $50 and donate to Rollo, you can do that, too. Mm-hmm. But the minimum donation is $20.
$20.
Yeah.
And that is a lot of information coming from those two guys.
For $20.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They've seen it all.
Yeah.
They have seen it all.
Oh, yeah. For sure. So you want to get it, go to RolloKids.org, and you'll see it right there, the University of Long Range Fishing by Larry Brown and Chris Mittick on there. And download the book, give the donation to Rollo, and download the book and check it out. It's you will not be sorry. You'll learn a lot.
That's an extreme minimal donation.
Yeah, for sure. Like
bucks.
I say, if you want to give $100 for the book, it all goes to taking kids fishing.
Right.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Hey, we've got a fun full 2 hours ahead of us, Pete, having Jim Hughes from the Cortez in here. And I want to hear some cool stories, too.
Yeah.
We almost got into it right there, right?
He's got him.
Exactly. So the next 2 hours, you want to give us a call? We're going to be on the fan for the full 2 hours. You want to give we have Jeff in the studio there at 833-288-0973. Or you can send us a text via the app, and it's only through the app. It says right there, text the show. Make sure you do include your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, Jim has brought
a phenomenal prize.
Right? Phenomenal is the word.
Yeah. Probably one of the top prizes of the year that we give away here on Let's Talk.
It's a trip on the Cortez, but it's for any open party trip. So it could be a day and a half. It could be for a 2.5 day. Am I right?
Yeah.
Wow. How about that? Out of Seaport. Yeah. So any open party trip.
A spot on any open party trip that you're going to be running.
Two spots.
Wait a minute.
It's good for two spots.
You see what it says? It says, and guest.
You're kidding me.
No. Well, nobody likes to go fishing by themselves.
Yeah. Oh, Jim.
So it's just this letter. You can see it on the camera there. Mm-hmm. And it says, entitles the holder to a holder and a guest to any open party fishing trip aboard the Cortez.
Yeah.
How about, and you just call Jim.
Yep.
To book it.
Yep.
And Cortez Sport Fishing Reservation schedule will be available in April.
April.
Said.
Correct.
So if you are the holder of this after today's show, you and a guest are going to go on one of the finest sport fishing.
If that doesn't describe the individual that we have in the studio. Yeah. So we're going to have him for the next 2 hours. Again, give Jeff a call, 833-288-0973, or send us a text via the app. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
Hi, Bob Hoos with Costa Sunglasses. If you've got young anglers in your life who are just getting hooked, Costa's got something made just for them. The new Next Gen collection is built for long day days on the water and takes Costa's iconic performance for smaller faces. Check out Schooly, Costa's first 8-base wrap for smaller profiles. And Street Heat, a bold everyday frame with micro side shields that keep glare and spray where they belong. Help the next generation see what's out there and protect what's out there. Available now at CostaDelMar.com and select retailers starting at $130.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palma de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palma de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palma de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palma de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, it's just so much fun in studio in the world headquarters. Yeah. A beautiful morning, sun shining.
It's beautiful morning. It's supposed to be a beautiful week.
Right? Yeah. Go fishing. It's supposed to be flat, calm, and a beautiful week.
Yep. Good time to go explore for some albacore.
Yeah, it would be a good time, like in another month.
Yeah, another month. Okay. All right. Well, phones are packed, texts are flowing. So these guys want to talk to Jim, and I think they also want to go fishing on Jim's boat, the Cortez, too.
They want that open party trip,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
And that's good for any day and a half to 2.5 day or yes, whatever Jim's running out of Seaforth. Yeah. That
and
happens.
The best thing to do is if you win it, just call Jim.
Yep.
Get on his list, and he'll call you and say, here's
what my schedule's going to be.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do that, Pete. How about John? John calling from Huntington Beach. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just a great show, and I liked some of the comments that Jim said about the albacore being offshore, and we may not know it. I was at the PCS show last year and talked to one of the captains who said he thought that the California current might be farther west than it normally had been in the years past where we got albacore in closer. And I just wanted to know if Jim had heard that or if he had thought that might be true, or is it just the just like you say, missed it by 50 yards or something with guys on exploratory trips?
That's very, very, very much a possibility. I mean, it could have pushed offshore, but just the water setup. But now we got, you know, with these 50-meter and 20-meter subsurface temperature things, everything still basically looks the same. You know, as far as the water current and stuff, it's not moved any farther offshore. But the fish could stay out there. Usually that stuff, you start seeing it just above Guadalupe, and it comes in towards the, you know, the drop-off there and then starts working up the beach.
And Jim, doesn't it seem like the biomass, that biomass that the commercial guys, jig boats have been fishing, I mean, it's moved from Canadian waters to off of Colombia solidly to...
They've caught that stuff all the way up to in the Alaska Gulf.
Right, but it seems that the biomass has moved further south every year.
Yes. Well, we were following this little line that the albacore seems to stay up. And last year, that line ran from like Point Conception down to the west and then like outside almost San Quintin. So we thought we're going to get an influx of it.
Yeah.
You know, there's one line that albacore seems to be staying above.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was going to be there, and it could have been. We just weren't there.
Nobody was looking.
You know?
And the El Nino that we had 14 years ago, 12 years ago, I mean, that really is what I believe pushed them up to Canadian off of Columbia.
Well, it could have been, but they're on the bait, they're on the feed, yeah. And that fish this year up there, they're at the beginning, they're talking about all the small fish. And that's, you know, usually what we like to see down here first.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting.
But there was a lot of small fish from, you know, Northern California up. And those guys, it was up there early, you know?
But that's, you know, honestly, that's what makes the ocean so beautiful. Yeah. Like the inaccuracy of trying to be able to predict and, but you've got to, I mean, I hate to use the analogy, take advantage of, but you really do. Like, what's given at this point in time? Yeah. Like, if the bluefin are biting and they're 100 to 200 pounders,
absolutely.
How do you argue?
Well, that's
take
it.
Advantage.
You know, you're take advantage of. It's just like when they, you know, first closed the Riviera Islands.
Yes.
They said, oh, you're not a fish down there. And the guys are all in, you know, not in panic mode, but what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And then we find that fish down there on the inner banks. Down there in the ridge, lower ridge,
yeah,
and it was all that 200-pound fish,
jeez.
You know. Oh, and we had that for 5 to 7 years.
And then what about the wahoo fishing?
And then wahoo fishing and stuff like that. So things develop
cycles.
Different. It's I don't know if they're cycles, but they develop different. And when something's closed or something's out there, you go find something else.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what this fleet's very, very good at doing.
Yeah,
you know, eventually somebody's gonna run into something, and it's gonna happen.
Yeah. So minor technical note here: for some reason our Facebook and YouTube camera is flickering a bit. It's not your device. It's our device. Apologize for that, but we'll see what happens. Can't figure out why, but we're on the air. The sound is fine.
Talk about cycles.
Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, the Let's Talk Hookup app is always a great way, and, of course, on the fan here for the 2 hours.
Absolutely.
It's just it's the camera's cycling today, I guess. Yeah, so we'll see if we can get that remedied.
It's all good.
You have a great text.
I do, man. There's so many good ones coming in, and this one comes from Rory in Lakeside. He says, good morning, gentlemen. Awesome show, Captain Jim. I remember seeing you at Seaforth when I worked in the tackle shop and the real room as a kid during my summer employment down there in the late 90s and early 2000s. What would you say is your favorite piece of technology that has changed the approach to fishing? That's his question for you. And he says, thanks, Corey. Mission Bay was wide open from the shore and spotties. Friday went through about 15 3-inch MCs, up to about 17-inch spotties. How about that?
Whoa!
That's kind of cool, right?
That's a nice spot.
Bring it on. And that comes from, again, Rory and Lakeside.
That's it. Well, the biggest improvement, there's no doubt about it, is from Spectra. By far.
By far?
By far.
Changed everything. It's not the sonar. It's not the gyros.
No. It's Spectra.
Spectra.
Wow.
Okay.
That's been, you all these long-range boats used to carry skiffs and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, sure.
You know, because you couldn't wind in the fish. You had to put a guy in a boat and he'd go chase it down. Now the boats are just giant bobbers with Spectra. You can wind them in.
You mentioned that, and the first thing that comes to my mind, when Spectra first hit the market, the captains were so afraid.
Oh,
they didn't want it on the boat.
They're still afraid of it in Hawaii.
Really?
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii, really?
The guys have gone over there to sell reels and full of Spectra and said, we'll buy the reel as soon as you get the Spectra off.
Now,
no kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be darned.
You know.
But like
even
you said,
though fishing that big tuna and stuff.
Yeah.
But they fish them with big 130s and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now Power Pro is the basis, like you say, of our foundation.
The first part of that Spectra stuff that came out was spider wire.
Yeah.
And it would cut everybody's line off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a solid line and. You just put it a little bit in free spool, you cut everybody.
Well, the Spectra versus mono, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I think that's been the biggest thing in the last 25, 30 years.
Interesting.
You know?
Does everybody on your boat fish with Power Pro Spectra?
99%.
You know, very rarely you see.
You don't
maybe
see anybody fishing
cast
the mono.
A surface iron or something like that.
Yeah,
see the mono.
Everybody fishes Spectra now. And
that's interesting. A lot of people would say gyro binoculars, side scan sonar.
The gyros are only good as the guy's looking through them.
That's true.
You know, so that's one thing. The sonars have improved, you know. I remember the first ones came out when they were just, the only color you got on them was gold, you know. That's all it was. The screen was gold. You couldn't really tell a lot.
Anyway,
everything was gold, you know. Now you can differentiate colors and you can tell what kind of fish it is now.
Wow.
You know.
Size. Everything.
Yeah, but you still got to run across it.
Yeah.
You know.
So you got to drive over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, 333-288-0973. Jeff's been busy this morning, but one line popped open. Let's jump back in the phones.
Let's do that, Pete. How about John? John calling from Escondido. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Hey, good morning. I've got a few times that I've got to fish with Jim or just be on the boat with Jim. We went a 22-day exploratory fishing trip, and you've never seen anybody work harder on a boat, you know, teaching young guys, teaching old guys, you know, everything about it. I got to fish on your boat in October of 2024, and on a 2.5-day trip. Was a lot of fun, but my question is, in all your years of being on the water, what's the most interesting or scariest thing that, you know, a boat broke down and, you know, you're stuck, or, you know, you had to fix it to get going again?
Well, not a lot. I think last year, year before, we lost all battery power. I mean, and then once you lose battery, now all the engines, before they're all mechanical engines, now everything's electronic.
Uh-huh.
So you start losing battery power, you lose the engines.
Everything.
And it goes down one, down, down, down. And then you get down to the last one's drawing power as a generator. So it's very, very important right now that your battery power, especially on these boats nowadays, is keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
You know, when your chargers are working and stuff like that, but the chargers are only good as long as your generator's working.
Yeah.
And generators takes off, you're done.
Right.
And we end up getting towed in.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So a boat like the Royal Polaris or any of the boats that are going way down below, they'll have two generators.
Yeah, most of them have two. Well, all of them have two generators.
Yeah.
The Royal Polaris has three main engines. They all got alternators on them.
Yeah.
Generators are, you know, 100 kW generators. So
yeah.
They're working. They shift them back and forth, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. And they all got battery power up the engine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and what about the Cortez?
Cortez, we're all doubled up on batteries. You learn from experience.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a lot of different experiences, but that one was eye-opener.
Yeah.
And so now we changed everything to where we can optimum see what we got at all times.
Yeah.
And so we're all doubled up on batteries. We got more battery power than we need. We just added about 600 pounds of weight. So.
Yeah. But you're not doing... lithium batteries, are you?
No.
None of the boats really do run lithium, do they?
No. They have these gel batteries now. They're a little bit more expensive. They're supposed to be more of a lifetime battery.
Yeah.
You know, but...
they last a long time.
Yeah. And there's no maintenance on them, so...
That's nice.
I think guys might be switching over theirs pretty soon.
Interesting.
Yeah. To the gel battery?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you say, they'll last a long time. And
yep.
They're safe and such like that.
Great
text here from Rob in Seal Beach. I think he got a little confused this morning. Jimmy said your boat can run 21 knots. How fast do you normally run? And we were talking about the Seaford.
The original Seaford, which is the Western Pride.
Yeah.
That one did it on a trial run. No, we're basically a 10-knot boat.
Yeah.
We can kick it up and probably go 12 or 13 knots.
That's right.
We couldn't do 21 knots if we dropped it out of an airplane.
but that 10 knots, I mean, that's kind of the whole fleet. Right?
Yeah, that's the whole fleet.
Yeah.
You know, that's basically what it is. You know, a lot of the boats back, you go back in the 70s when fuel was 19 cents a gallon or 18 cents a gallon, guys ran them harder.
Yeah.
The engines didn't last as long.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
But everybody had Detroits back then. But now you got to switch over to Cummins, Cats, you know, John Deere's. So.
What do you run on the
We got John Deere's
John
all the way
Deere's.
Around. Yeah.
Yeah. And what horsepower?
Those ones are rated at 600 horsepower each.
Each.
And we've reduced it down to about 400 horsepower.
Now, why do you reduce them?
Because of fuel management.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At 600 horsepower, we were burning 20 gallons an hour. For each engine.
Each engine.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and now we're burning about 5 gallons, 6 gallons an hour.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Wow.
So we first put them in and we started running at them. And I said, these things are burning 20 gallons an hour. We can pull these things right back out.
how do you reduce the horsepower on it?
It's all electronic now. It's all by computer.
Oh, really?
All the electronic engines is all adjustable by by a computer now.
How interesting.
You got a program. You plug it in just like they do with your car. Okay, we're going to reduce it down.
You're kidding?
Wow. No.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy. Here, we're going to be right back. More stories from Jim and the Cortez when we return.
Wait, you know what? We've got Frank waiting. So talk to Frank.
I don't think we should. We don't need Frank waiting.
Yeah.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning,
doing
Frank.
Great.
Good.
Hey, you know what? I can't believe being, you know, out of battery power is as bad, because he'd have other boats around, as being on the beach with the whole crew, his engine full of sand, and the boat upside down, which to me would be pretty damn scary.
Yeah, that would be
I'll let him tell you the story. You guys take care.
Oh, Frank! Frank's bringing that up.
Oh, boy.
See what he does?
Yeah. We're at Clipperton.
Uh-huh.
And we put people on the beach.
Yeah.
We had permission. Put them all on the beach. The weather got a little testy to get them back off.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And so
We got
the people off, but we had to leave all our gear on the beach.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we put all our gear in a pile and stuff like that. And the people had to walk out with a rope to get over the reef.
Oh.
And then Big D, Daryl, was under. He was just lifting them up like a crane and putting them in the skiffs.
In the skiffs.
Yeah. And taking them back to the boat. Got everybody
out. So they had to swim out, basically.
Well, no, they were just up here.
Oh, okay.
In the water. On the reef. And then we got everybody off. And we fished there for 5, 6, 7 days and could never get in there to get their stuff,
Wow.
Finally, sat in there for a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we're. Finally, I said, Frank, we can get in there right now. Today's a good day. We can get in there. So one of the guys and myself, we got in the skiff like that. And I'm looking back towards the boat, and I told him, I said, you look this way towards our marker, because there's just a little cut in the reef where you can get the skiff in.
Uh-huh.
You know, I said, when I tell you to go, you go. And so I'm watching the waves, and I said, okay, go. They're all tillers. So he guns it like that. Well, he almost falls off. The boat does a spin.
Oh. Right?
Rolls the boat. We roll the boat over.
Oh.
Right? He said, save me, save me. I'm going to cut my arm off because you're outboard.
The outboard.
He's halfway over the back of the stern.
And
the
who
skip.
Was running the skip?
Ben.
Oh, Ben.
Ben. So the boat just rolls over.
Oh, boy.
We get all the way in there. It's full of sand, coral reef and stuff like that.
Oh.
The motor's already been in the water, out of the water, out of the water. So we get the skiff all righted up, try to get all the coral sand up. I figure we ain't going to be able to start this engine because it's just the outboard.
Yeah.
I took the cowling off. We went up and got all the people's stuff loaded up in the skiff. I took their waters out and I just rinsed off the engine and stuff like that. In the meantime, they put another skiff in the water because they know they're going to have to tow us off.
Yeah.
Jonathan swam a rope in there.
Wow.
And to us, we got out and got the skiff tied up and we start towing it out. Well, we get all the stuff loaded up. I said, okay, go. And we're going. They're jumping over these waves. Couldn't get the engine started. I said, I'm going to try to fire this thing up. No cowling on it. I fired it, and it ran.
Whoa,
so just go. It started up, and we just kept going.
Got out.
Had to have been a Yamaha.
It was, actually.
I knew it. Hey, we're going to be right back. More great stories and having Jim Hughes from the Cortez in studio. So awesome. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup, not only on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, but 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealer.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the Giants' 16th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th at the OC Fair and Event Center at Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
It's that time of year again. San Diego Monster Jam is back, and your San Diego County Ford dealers can get you close to the action. This month, Monster Jam is happening at Snapdragon Stadium on January 10th and 11th. Visit your local Ford dealer to take a test drive and receive exclusive complimentary pit passes for Monster Jam. That's right. Come drive a Ford F-150, Bronco, or Explorer and get those pit passes to see Gravedigger and Velocraptor up close and personal while supplies last. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your participating local San Diego County Ford dealer for Monster Jam pit passes today.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and
some
then
good stories here.
Having so much fun, and
I wonder if Frank's going to call in and tell you, say, "Hey, Jim, tell the story, right?"
Right, exactly. Oh my
yeah.
gosh!
Well, I think it's time for the catch report.
It is, and it's brought to us by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest in diesel and gas prices. And did you know that Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks, all at 89 cents, and as well as sandwiches and frozen bait as well. Ice is nearly half the price of others, and $3.99. And, Jim, that's not for a 20-pound bag. That's for a 25-pound bag. And I can't believe they're still offering this. If you fill up with 35 gallons? 100 pounds of free ice, man. Yeah. How about that, right? Exactly.
Only your truck and your boat.
Only at the San Diego Sports Arena, Summit Gasoline, and they have the best car wash as well for $6, man.
Really good car wash.
Exactly. It's just right there. You can get your gasoline price and free ice and always the best prices.
Summit Gasoline's the best.
They're right there. And we've got Dan Wharf Sport Fishing, Mr. Brian Woolley. Good morning, Captain.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up? What's up, Rambo?
Good morning, Brian. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Got your name came up the other day, actually.
Uh-oh.
Mike and I were driving to the shipyard, and we're talking about new tanks, bait tanks on the Sum Fund, and I'm pretty sure, didn't you just build some a couple years ago for the Sea Watch? I think I remember seeing some something like that.
Yes, we did.
Those guys. I might have to call Rambo and pick his brain on that and get some some insight. But, hey, good week up here for us. You know, more of the same, some calico bass fishing, sand bass fishing, just classic January week. Half the anglers fish 60 to 62-degree water. It's still got some temp to it, which is good for those guys. So some decent sand bass and calico action for their efforts this week. Live bait on sliding sinkers did well for the calico bass. Most of that fish is still sitting kind of mid-water. It hasn't quite, you know, made its way down to the bottom yet, so guys fishing rubber lures with lighter lead heads, catching a little bit of that as well. Dropper loop setups, caught some nice sand bass. Plenty of sheephead being caught and released for those guys, and a few halibut mixed in as well for those anglers getting the live bait, that live sardine down to the bottom. Guys have also dropped a little bit of, line class size, fishing like 8 to 12 pounds, a little more finesse, easier to get a bait to look a little bit more natural and, you know, just kind of entice the bite that way. And then out deeper on the hard bottom, it's been plenty of sculpin, whitefish, sand dabs, stuff like that. So good counts for those guys wanting to focus on that opportunity. Dropper loops and some rubber lures been best for that sculpin. Just kind of status quo on that whole opportunity for us this week. Also out the Fury, Captain Marcus just dropped his schedule. He's not running until April, but he does have a good set of dates up and online there. If guys want to jump on some of those early dates and get their names in that, I think that Rockfish opener and some of that stuff, he'll be at Clemente chasing that stuff around and seeing what that opportunity is out there as well. So other than that, you know, maintenance mode, just routine winter week up here for us. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call here. Our number, 949-496-5794. of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danaworf.com.
Wow. Good fishing. Yeah. And I can't believe that water temperature.
Yeah, no, it's staying good.
It's unbelievable, right?
Yeah. And here for them guys up there, you know, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, they can keep on the sand bass and the calico bass fishing. So.
It's almost February.
I mean, it's changed a little bit since you had your boat up here, Rambo, but, you know, it's. We're still casting.
You got it. Very good.
There you go. All right. Well, Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, always great stuff there at Dana Wharf, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Take care, Brian.
Thanks. Appreciate that very much. I'm not sure if Gundy's going to be around, but in the meantime, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Brian.
Right. I can't wait for Gundy's report, man. Hopefully he calls in with a surf report. Let's talk to Alex. Alex Cullen from San Carlos. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cookup, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know much about the Cortez. I mean, I've heard great things about it. I was trying to see if you guys have a meal plan. And the second thing I was going to ask, so I have an 80 pound rig, but with solid spectra. So I wasn't really sure, if you guys prefer doing like a bimini twist for a connection or like an FG knot. I don't really know the pros and cons.
Yeah, we do have a meal plan for the open parties, but. Most of the charter groups and stuff like that, meals are included, and I try to include it on the open party trips, too. Nice. So it's priced as well. I don't want to have people have to dig out of their pocket every 5 minutes, you know.
Sure.
As far as solid spectra, no, that's not an issue at all. There's a lot of people who fish solid spectra. Yeah. And there's a preferable, you know, knots to use. And I'm not saying that any knot is better than the next. Tied properly, they all work well.
Yeah.
So
what's the knot? What's the knot did you do?
If he's going to use a loop to loop leader, so you're going to do a twist,
yeah.
a bimini.
Right.
You know, if you're going to change leaders or whatever or something like that, but you can get an FG knot.
Yeah. You like that better than the RP knot?
I use the RP knot a lot.
Yeah.
You know, especially with a solid. Yeah. You know, so
works.
Yeah.
They both work. But like I say, you got to tie it properly and test your knot.
Test your knot.
Yeah.
I mean, and you'll know if you tie it properly. If that thing's starting to slip at all, then you're going to try something else. You're going to put another loop in it or something.
Get something different. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. It does free up 833-288-0973. It's been a busy morning on the fan. Jeff's keeping Jeff busy over there. I have a great text here from John in Huntington Beach. He says he wants to hear more stories. So
right.
It was an awesome show, as always. Who gave you the nickname Rambo? What's the story behind that?
That's a good question.
Jeez. I think it was Ron Sato. I mean, this is back a long, long, long time.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Because you've had the nickname.
Forever, But I think it was Ron Sato because he built me a couple fishing rods. And he put Rambo rods on them because I always carried a hammer and duct tape down to the boat. So, and we started a project on the boat. We didn't stop. We'd go. Oh no, I'm tired. No, we're going. Let's get this done.
Yeah.
That's all.
So that's how you got it.
Basically,
dates back to the 60s.
No, I would say
late 80s, 80s.
It
was in the 90s for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so it was
the
in the
80s. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
The 80s.
That's pretty cool.
Such a cool guy, Jim.
You have a good one too, Corey, huh?
I do, man. There's a lot coming through. Yeah, good morning, Pete, Corey, and Jim. Captain Jim is just an amazing guy. Question is for Rambo. What's the most wildest and amazing thing you've seen on the water? And have you ever seen a whale shark? And that comes from Jason in San Diego.
I've seen plenty of whale sharks.
Yeah.
I've stood on them.
How really? Yeah. How close to locally? Like,
I've seen some up here in Cortez Bank.
Okay.
And I've seen some here. Yeah, and we had one in La Jolla there for 2 weeks.
No kidding.
Hung around the La Jolla Cove.
Interesting.
You know, so there's some been up there.
And then what about the most, as he said, the most wildest, crazy thing?
Wow. There's been a lot.
Orcas?
Haven't seen the orcas eating the dolphins.
Yeah.
But I've heard a lot about them. I would say, the finback whales chasing blue whales.
Wow.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
You can't catch them, we kicked the boat up several times trying to chase these things.
Yeah.
The finbacks will chase the blue whales.
Like push them out of the area? Maybe?
No, just, I mean, like in a
just
line.
Like a fun, like really? Having like a fun or something?
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing. Well, they know they mate together now. You know, the genetics have shown that they're, blue whales and finback whales.
They're crossed.
Yes, they cross.
Really?
Yes.
No kidding.
They found that several times now.
Interesting, because they're the two largest creatures in the world.
Yeah. But chasing the wake that they it's like a battleship wake.
Really?
I mean, it goes fast, and I kicked it up trying to chase those things. And you can't catch
keep
them.
Up with them. When you say a wave, I mean, they're actually bulbous, pushing water.
Right on top. And all you see is slicks and white water.
That's crazy.
Absolutely.
Like a submarine, literally. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
Another thing is up there at French Ranch.
Okay.
He built a lake up there.
Yes.
He's got bass in it.
He loves the green bass fishing. Yeah. Come on.
So I go visiting. We're on our way. The boat's up in Oregon. We go by the ranch. He goes, you want to see something? You want to see all my bass? So we drive all the way down to his pond. He goes, watch this. And he's got, like, I don't know, one of those
four-wheeler.
Four-wheeler with like a truck bed.
Yeah.
And he's got this, he go by this little shack and pick up his fish food and stuff like that. And we start driving around this lake. And these bass come up, and it's like a yellowtail wedge.
Come on.
They follow the truck around. I mean, and it gets more and more and more and more. And you got to drive all the way over to his dock, and they start throwing this stuff, and it's a full-on foamer.
They're programmed. Pellet food or whatever?
Yeah. Pellet food and stuff like that. But, I mean, you just watch this wedge. It looks like a yellowtail wedge, and it follows all the way around the tulies. They follow his truck.
Those bass are getting big in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is hilarious. Yes. And then do you go fishing?
Oh, yeah. And they bite.
That's a good thing. So I didn't know that the blue whales and the finback whales are crossbreeding.
Yeah. I run the two ecology trips on the whale, and then I've run several other trips down there in the lagoons and the islands and stuff like that. We hear a lot of different whale experts and mammal experts. Yeah. And they said,
And what's absolutely a what's a cross between a fin and a blue look like? More of the characters?
No, I think they got a little bit bigger than fin.
Okay, interesting. Wow.
But they found that they crossed, and it's not doesn't seem to be amaze anybody anymore.
That's amazing. That's some good stuff, Jim. Yeah. Man, hey, we've got an entire another hour. Join us right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live. We've got more with Jim Hughes when we return, also on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get two additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.